In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born. Today is the Sunday after the Nativity. Just a few days ago, we celebrated Christmas, and we are now in the middle of the great feast of the birth of the Son of God. And this is a day on which we give thanks for the good gift that we received. We are also on the verge of a new year, we know. We are mindful of the year which is about to come to a close, and we are hopeful, I hope, about the new year that is about to begin. And it is into that new year that we take this Christmas gift, the gift of a Savior. And like with any gift, the very last thing that we want to do is just to let it sit there in the box. Gifts, we know, are to be received. They are to be enjoyed. And so the question that we face this day, we face it every year at this time, is that question of nurture. How do we nurture the gift which God has given to us on Christmas Day? To put it very simply, now that we have it, what do we do with it? What do we do with it? Our gospel reading this morning is a very dramatic one. We hear today of Herod's threat. He has been tricked by the wise men who themselves have escaped home using secret directions. Herod, we know, wants to have the Christ child destroyed. And to warn the Lord's family, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, telling him to take the child and his mother and to flee. It's interesting. As soon as the Savior is born, there's movement, already movement. There's movement to Egypt, there is movement to the lands of the Magi, which by tradition are the lands of Persia and India and Arabia. And let's not forget that there was already movement in response to the birth of Christ. The very first people to whom the angels announced the good news of the birth of Christ, we should always remember the first people are the shepherds, right? The shepherds, they are a nomadic class. They have no home. They're always in motion, moving from place to place. They're able to pick up. They're able to spread news. They were sort of antiquity's version of the internet. You couldn't post an update on Facebook, right? But you could send a message by those who, like the shepherds, traveled from place to place. That's how news got around. The Christ child is born. Immediately, there's movement through the shepherds, through the wise men, through Joseph, and the flight into Egypt. The good news is not kept secret. It is delivered even to the ancient enemies of Israel. It is taken out into the wider world. From Christmas Day itself, the message is in motion. And if the message is not in motion, the mission dies. Herod is there to make sure. And so, yes, the good gift of God's Son is a gift that we must nurture. And according to Scripture, we are called to nurture this gift not by placing it on a shelf, not by putting it up, right, but by putting it into motion. Think back on the Old Testament. The theme in general is always the same. Go back and read the Old Testament. Life outside the city, good. Life of movement and freedom in the countryside is always good in the Old Testament. Life in the city, bad. That's where trouble happens. Think about it. Who were the heroes of the Old Testament? Right? Abraham, Moses, and David. And guess what? They were shepherds. They lived life outside the city. They were always under God's protection, always in motion, always trusting. Think of the villains of the Old Testament. Right? We think of Cain, the first murderer. He killed his brother Abel and later goes on to establish the first city. Think of those who settled and built the Tower of Babel. They decided that they didn't need God's help anymore. They were fine on their own with their stones and mortar. Thank you very much. Think of the many evil kings and queens of Egypt. Evil kings and queens of Israel, Assyria, Babylon, those who dwell in palaces, those who live in the imperial cities, those who stay put inside of buildings, they are the ones who wear the black hats in the Old Testament. Same is true in the New Testament. Jesus Christ, we know, always in motion, never sits still, no place to lay his head. And in the early church, there's no mention of church buildings and cathedrals. Right? We know the early Christians gathered on Sundays at the home of a local patrician. But these house churches were temporary. They were designed and used and existed below the radar. We also know that the apostles were very serious about taking the message out, taking the message about Christ into a world that really, really needs it. The apostles themselves were fishermen. They were in the habit of going places and casting their nets widely. In fact, that word apostle, it simply means those who are sent out. The apostles are the sent out ones. They were missionaries. And goodness, the word church, the word that we use to describe ourselves, it means the called out ones, the ecclesia, that we get our word ecclesial from. We are the called out ones. The apostles were sent out that we might be called out. The church is a gathering of the called out ones. The Christmas story is a story of movement. Faith in Jesus Christ from the beginning was always a faith in motion. Contrast that with how we typically think of Christianity today. If you say the word church, most people will think immediately not of movement and activity, not necessarily of something dynamic. See, church today, and almost always the first thought that comes to mind is that of a building. Not even the people, just the building. I mean, we remind ourselves, right? We say, yes, 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 we know that the church is really the people on the inside, it's not the building. But that's the point. We have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that that's the truth. Christianity too often today, not always, but too often today, is associated with something fixed, something still, something unmoving and unchanging. Christianity is a place and not a person. Faith is something we do in a building, not something that we live on the streets. The Christianity of shepherds and fishermen has been replaced by a Christianity of cubicles and couch potatoes. Too often, Christianity is no longer missionary. Christianity is sedentary. But what we know is that we can't just sit back and phone it in. There is no app for picking up our crosses and following Christ. If Joseph did not flee into Egypt, if the wise men did not flee secretly back to their homelands in the east, if the shepherds did not go and tell all that they had seen, if the good news of the Son of God was simply kept quiet and kept local, then that violent no of Herod would have carried the day. The same is true for us. If we keep things quiet and local, Herod wins. If we only ever say Christ is born, or Christ is risen, or Christ is in our midst in our churches, if we only ever say these things in this place, if we otherwise keep quiet about the good news beyond these walls, then Herod is quite happy. If we do not do as Joseph did, if we do not heed the angel's command to take the child and his mother and to flee into the wider world, then Herod's attempt on the life of Christ has finally succeeded. Brothers and sisters, if the message is not in motion, the mission dies. This is the word that comes to us this day through this figure, Joseph, through the wise men of the East and through the shepherds. The good gift of the Savior given to us on Christmas Day is a gift we must nurture, and we must do so not by keeping it, but by sharing it, very simply. Jesus calls us to join the church's eternal and relentless movement outward. It's always a movement outward. The church does not exist to sit still. It exists to move forward. Jesus himself says that not even the gates of hell will prevail against the church. Those are serious words. The image there is of the church smashing against the outer walls of an evil city, right? Evil sits still. The church does not. The church is on the move like an army to break down the walls that separate human beings from a life of freedom in Christ. Not even the gates of hell will remain standing, says Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to God for the end of another year. In a few days, we will welcome a new one. And just like every year, the gospel reading we hear as we approach New Year's Day, it's always this one. It's always this one. It's always the story of the flight from Herod. At the start of each year, the church reminds us to be in motion, reminds us to carry that Christ child to the ends of the earth. And let's be clear, you don't have to be a missionary to Kenya to take the Christ child to the ends of the earth. A trip to Market Basket is oftentimes just as foreign, just as exotic, just as hostile to the gospel message of mercy and love and righteousness. For you and for me, taking the Christ child to the ends of the earth means taking him to the places where we live, where we work, and where we study. It means taking Christ with us as we drive down 128, right, so that blessing rather than cursing comes out of our mouths. It means nurturing our love for Christ, nurturing our love for Christ every moment of every day. It means letting our light so shine before men. It's in this way that we as the church continue to crash those gates of hell. We continue the siege against the walled up tombs which keep others trapped. Jesus Christ is a gift. May we not leave him in the box. May we as individuals, may we as a parish remember in 2015 to take Jesus out and to truly receive our Savior. May we be in motion in this world. May we always depart this place in peace, declaring that through the cross, joy has come into all of the world. All of the world. Christ is born.